like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Kevin Hagan joins us Fridays right here talking Alabama, SEC, college football, wherever the wind takes us, we will go. Kevin, your thoughts initially on the Bama performance against Georgia?
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, it was a really great performance, in my opinion. I thought the key to the game, the real turning point in the game, was Will Reichert's 52-yard field goal. As time expired in the first half, it sent Alabama to the locker room with a lot of positive energy, and it helped exercise the field goal demons that Alabama's had for so long. And Reichert was never healthy last year. He's healthy now, and he's shown what a great kicker he was. And then I thought the other key was, you know, coming out and stopping Georgia on their first drive in the second half, which is, you know, was really critical that they not allow the Dogs to go up 10. And then just putting together a really strong second half, outscoring Georgia, you know, 21-0. It was great win, and it's something that this Alabama team can certainly build on. I was happy to see the defense bounce back from their performance against Ole Miss. It was kind of a pride factor. I know the players on the defensive side of the ball, several of them got calls from former Alabama defensive players that shared their displeasure with the performance in Oxford, so I wasn't surprised that we saw a better effort last Saturday night.
To the offense and Coach Sark. People are already trying to compare this with the offense from 2 years ago. Is that fair or unfair?
Yeah, it's fair to a certain degree. This offense is just – it's right now, Bill. I mean, it's literally clicking on all cylinders. And the fact that there are three wide receivers that are contributing at the level that they are makes it so hard for a defensive coordinator. It's not like there's one or two guys you can shut down. And then you throw in, you know, the way that Najee Harris is running the ball. But the big key, that you know, Mac Jones is obviously playing lights out football. He's such an intelligent young man, extremely high football IQ. He sees the game in slow motion. I mean, his X's and O's knowledge, Coach Sarkisian would tell you, is literally off the charts. I've heard him make comments that Mac may be the smartest X and O's quarterback he's ever had a chance to work with. But that offensive line is playing so well, Bill. So, I mean, they're just clicking. And if this unit can stay healthy moving forward, Bill, you know, you hate to use the word unstoppable, but I'm kind of with what Chris Landry said yesterday. I think moving forward, this Alabama offense is either going to have injuries, or they're just going to have a really bad day. They're going to put up big numbers virtually every Saturday.
And this year, it's interesting. Typically, we've had a superior tight end in that offense, and this year, Miller Forrestall is probably the main tight end, and he's battling injuries, as you mentioned, and he's pretty good, but they don't even need to throw to the tight end this year much, do they?
No, they really don't. I mean, you know, Miller battled through the foot injury he suffered last Saturday in the Georgia game and came back. They brought, you know, Carl Tucker is the transfer tight end from the University of North Carolina, and he's unfortunately dealing with a hamstring issue right now. But he was really, I mean, he's a talented quarterback, I mean, a tight end, but he's mostly going to be another lineman, you know, to block for the running plays. But, I mean, when you're getting the production out of those three wide receivers, John Metchie, Devontae Smith, and Jalen Waddle, I mean, you know, Slade Bolden, I heard through the fall that Slade Bolden, the slot wide receiver out of Louisiana, was going to see a lot more touches this year. We were going to see him in some, you know, possession-type plays. He hasn't gotten a chance to. I mean, when those three receivers are clicking like they are, Bill, and there's really no need to go anywhere else with the ball.
John on Twitter, ask Kevin if LeBrian Ray is going to be back tomorrow.
I have not heard definitively whether LeBron Ray will be back tomorrow, and my guess is that they will take the cautious side with LeBron, and so if he's not completely 100%, it would not surprise me to see LeBron Ray watch the game from the sidelines in a sweatsuit.
I was hoping that the Tennessee-Alabama game would be a fair fight. And before the Georgia game, I thought, no, Tennessee's not going to win that game. But can they put up a fight? And the way Tennessee's trending right now, we don't even know what they're doing at quarterback. They don't seem to know what they're doing at quarterback. It doesn't look, again, like a very fair fight.
Yeah, me too, Bill. You know, I've said it every year on the show when we talk, we get to this week. Tennessee week is my favorite week. This is my favorite game of the season. It goes back to my childhood. Third Saturday in October is something really special to me. I remember the days of Alabama and Tennessee coming into this game, both undefeated, and usually kind of whoever won the game had the leg up on the Southeastern Conference. And, you know, when they released their redone SEC schedule, the 10-game schedule, and I was scanning it, and I saw Tennessee and Knoxville right after Georgia, you know, my first thoughts were, ooh, that could kind of be a trap game. You know, Jeremy could have this team playing well, and that could be a rough game coming off of a really tough Georgia game. But, you know, I watched the first half. That's all I could stomach because I try to watch as many Jeremy's games as I can. I couldn't stomach any more than the first half of that game last Saturday. What a terrible performance for Tennessee against a Kentucky team that, quite honestly, I think they're better than. I know that sounds crazy when they lost the way they did, but, you know, Tennessee seems to go as Jarrett Garantano goes, and I think I agree with your sentiments. The young man right now just doesn't seem to have the confidence to throw the football. I will say this, knowing Jeremy Pruitt, he was beyond embarrassed after that performance last week. I'm sure everybody on that team was. It's a rivalry game. I think we'll get Tennessee's best shot tomorrow. I really do. I think Jeremy will have them fired up. You know, it's Alabama where he's from and his connections to the program. You know, Jeremy coaching the defensive line now, which is a real interesting story. I think Tennessee will, but honestly, Bill, I just don't think Jeremy has enough bullets in that long rifle to keep this one close for very long.
Back to Sark, and he's getting a lot of positive attention. A lot of people drooling over what he's doing with the play call sheet, and obviously he's got a lot of talent to work with. You still have to do something with it, though. You think he's a head coach soon, year or two out?
He could. I mean, he's having a great year. He's dialed in as a play caller. He's just completely in rhythm. Him and Mac have such a great working relationship. He's going to certainly get interest from people, and I've had a lot of questions this week about, are we going to lose Steve Sarkisian? And I'm trying to put this in the tactful way. He's got a really great gig at Alabama right now, and he's really appreciated. He's really well compensated. I'm not so sure, Bill, that taking on the pressures of being a head coach are necessarily in Steve Sarkisian's best interest. For some of the issues that he's dealt with, you know, off the field. He's going to get those opportunities. I will say this. He is really happy in Tuscaloosa right now, and I know he wants to be a head coach again. Everyone does. But I will say this. I don't think he's just going to jump at any offer that comes along. I think it would have to be a great fit from somewhere that he thinks he can be successful early, and I think it's going to have to be a really strong sound financial package. But part of this is being very selfish, Bill. I'm not so sure that staying a little while longer and being Nick's offensive coordinator isn't the best thing for Steve Sarkisian on and off the field.
We have talked about it a bunch on the show. I thought by now there was a decent chance that Bryce Young would be the starting quarterback. And this is not an original thought, but Mac Jones is not allowing that to happen. It's pretty clear.
No. No, he's not. Mac Jones has gone from being how long can he keep his job from Mac Jones stealing it to now I'm getting emails from Alabama fans saying, do you think if he goes this year that he will be the second quarterback, maybe the second or third quarterback taken in the NFL draft behind Trevor Lawrence? And we weren't even having those discussions. discussions, you know, last year with Mac Jones. But credit to Mac. But like I said, you know, Bryce is a very mature young man, and he knows he's going to get his chances at Alabama. I will say this. My real hope for Saturday is, Bill, that Alabama comes out, that they don't have – they're not lethargic from the Georgia game, can get this game in command early. I would love to see Bryce get a good, solid quarter of play tomorrow in Knoxville, and I don't know if Coach will let him or not based on the score. I would love to see Bryce get at one or two series with the first offense and those first wide receivers to see what he can do before he's in there, you know, kind of running for his life with the second offensive line. But I will be very disappointed if we don't get to see Bryce Young play some significant time in Knoxville tomorrow. Because let's be honest, I mean, anything can happen moving forward. We need to get him some reps.
The rest of the way, regular season, what is the toughest game that Alabama has left?
You know, that's a funny question because I've been debating that with some of the listeners back and forth. You know, LSU right now seems to be kind of a train wreck. I mean, obviously they're very talented, and the game's going to be in Baton Rouge where we've had success in the past. You know, it's crazy. And kudos to Arkansas. I mean, it's incredible the job that's being done in Fayetteville right now. It's unbelievable. But in all honesty, Bill, moving forward, I think that the toughest game Alabama has playing out, it may well be that Kentucky game on November the 21st, the week after they go to Baton Rouge and play LSU. Not that I think Kentucky's a top 25 team or whatever, but as we play this out, Bill, that may very well be Alabama's tough. I mean, Auburn game is always going to be tough because it's a rivalry game. You can throw out the records type of a thing, but let's be honest, Auburn has some off-the-field issues, and I don't think those are going to improve moving forward. So, you know, but if you're an Alabama fan looking forward, as crazy as it be, that LSU game may not be the toughest game heading down the stretch.
Yeah, the surprise team is Arkansas today. That's a steady team, and they'll fight you too.
Oh, they will. I mean, that's a game my argument, you know, is that's a game that it kind of now seems to be my trap game at the end of the year. Because like you said, they're not going to quit. I mean, can we just go ahead and give him SEC Coach of the Year? Because I don't care what anybody else does the rest of the year. The job that's been done in Fayetteville is Bill, I'd make an argument for him, National Coach of the Year. Arkansas was roadkill laying on the highway. And that's what we all expected for another year. And like you said, they're not just playing. They're playing with passion. They had a game stolen from them against Auburn. I mean, I am blown away by the progress that we've seen from the Arkansas Razorbacks this year. You don't have to have any certain number of wins to go to a bowl, so I certainly expect them to be in a bowl game. But just kudos to that Arkansas program. That's a dangerous football team right now, Bill.
Anything as we let you go happening in recruiting? Anything?
Yeah, and you know, I get a lot of emails from Alabama fans, and they're right. I've been remiss in not sharing love on Nate Oates and the tremendous basketball recruiting job. And I know we talked football on here. He just got Langston Wilson recently to go with J.D. Davis, the number one point guard, and Jason Holt. And so that Alabama basketball class is probably going to finish in the top three in the nation, maybe higher. How crazy is that? We have a real basketball coach now. In terms of football, JaQuincy McKinstry, the number one player in the state of Alabama, is supposed to make his commitment on Sunday, and all indications why he was thought to be a heavy Auburn lean, all indications are that he will probably, I'm not saying definitely, but I will be surprised now if he doesn't commit to Alabama on Sunday.
Kevin, always good to have you here, sir.
Always an honor to be on your show, Bill. Have a great weekend, everybody. And as always, Roll Tide.
There you go. Now, I get a few people who aren't Alabama fans. Bill, I mean, how can everything be so perfect? Look, Kevin's been on when they lost to Auburn. Okay? Things weren't perfect then. But you got to admit, most of the time when I have him on about Alabama, the news isn't negative. They win almost every game they play, right? I mean, it's going to have to be. What do you expect him to say? We suck. Second half against Georgia, we sucked. Can't believe he won. I expect more suck. I mean, you got to be realistic. It's a hellacious program. Last year they lost a couple of games, and he was right here to talk about it. Anyways, we'll take the break. Kevin is an outstanding guest on the show. Every Friday he'll be with us. Hey, top of the hour, Brad will be with us. We'll be handicapping with him. If you have anything, hold it off until next hour. Hashtag AskBP, as in Brad Powers, and I'll get it to him in hour number 3. We're presented as we take it to the break by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's really increased quite a bit in the last few minutes on 24 East coming past Whites Creek Pike. All that traffic coming in from Jolton, wrapping up that crash out west, 40 eastbound near OHB. It's also a crash in the 2600 block of Nolensville Pike that's still getting some attention. Hey, check out the all-new Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike in Nashville. It's so worth a short drive. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
With football season approaching, oftentimes I give, quote, gifts to the people. And among the many of you who are not big fans of that segment is my buddy and former BGA classmate, James Warren, who runs Sir Speedy. James, talk to me.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the gifts for the people.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of gifts to the people, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be gifts to the people in the near future.
When you're Middle Tennessee's Community Bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa, you can buy a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $27.99. And as a bonus, you'll score a $10 gift card by mail-in rebate. That's like a cherry on top of the cherry on top of your oil change. So get $10 back by mail when you buy a jug of Mobil 1. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 10/31/20.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
To former Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher.
Blood wouldn't pay to have a divider put up in the trailer to where we could divide up offense and defense. So we would send the offense next door. Oh, by the way, they shared a building with a pediatrician and a daycare. So
live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Twitter at Bill is King. If you'd like to communicate, I like the communication with the show. All you folks from your various backgrounds, the teams you like, I love it. It adds a lot of splash to the show. A lot of juice. A lot of energy. So don't be shy. If you've got something to say, put it on Twitter. The more, the better. Now, I don't get to all of them. It's not possible, but the more, the better. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Yeah, I tried to get on Dave Biddle from Buck Nuts, the site, the 24/7 sports site. That's the best Buckeye site by far. Now, there's quite a few of them that are pretty good. That's the best one. It's the most popular. And Dave's been with us on the show hundreds of times, it seems like. Couldn't go this week. Just too busy. Try and get him next week. Rod in Texas. Big Buckeye. Bill, I wonder how long it took the Big Ten to come up with this idea that a game not played is a non-contest. Probably paid consultants, Bill, millions for that thought. Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. That goes without saying. There's nowhere to put a game. If you skip a Big Ten game, if you can't play it, there's nowhere to go. It's compacted. And, folks, we are down the stretch between now and December 20th. December 20th is the day the committee, the Clown Show Committee, announces the four teams. And between now and then, we're going to have some more games that don't get played. I think that's obvious. And the Big Ten's probably going to get hit. And remember, the Big Ten's rules are more stringent than any of the others. The protocol, the rules, if you have an outbreak of some sort. Between now and December 20th, we are going to be discussing what-ifs left and right. And you're going to be battling out there, which is fine. That's the arena of ideas. I expect your opinion. I expect your disagreements. But you're going to be battling over schedule inequality. That's going to be a thing, and it's going to build up as an even bigger thing. That topic, y'all, I know it's for some it might be getting a little tiresome. I get it. But that topic's only going to grow. You ever see the movie back in the day, The Blob? It's going to grow like The Blob. That topic. This team played 9 or 10. This team played 6 or 7. I don't care how good they look, Bill. They don't deserve to be in there. It's going to be a lot of that. No, I get it. I'm not saying you are incorrect in your theory, but there's going to be tons of this. That is going to be a thing. Jim Wilco on Twitter. Bill, since my Gators all have cooties, you remember that when you were in school. Did y'all do that when you were in elementary school? Yeah, like second grade, and boys don't like girls don't like the boys, you know, when you're that young. And if you get touched by one of them, just like on the hand, I just got cooties. Was that a thing? They used to do that in my school. St. Bernard's Academy, where I had to wear a coat and tie every day. And you could not wear anything but dress shoes every day. I wore a coat and tie in first through fourth grade more than I have my entire life since. Those every day, Monday through Friday. Also, you went to Mass before school every day. No. Not just every Monday through Friday. You started school, you went right to Mass. Then you went to class. And the nuns started teaching. But back to Jim Wilco. So if you didn't do the cootie thing, well, good for you. It's kind of silly, but I remember those days. Since my Gators, he says, all have cooties and will never play again, I'll be focusing on the Big Ten. And don't be surprised, Bill, if the boys from Bloomington shake up your OOP for next week. So he's suggesting an IU-Penn State thing. Now, the IU game hosting Penn State, Bloomington, Indiana, Jeff and Chicago's team. He says that game's got a chance. That game can become a thing. Not theme, a thing. Doug DiBiase. Bill, thoughts on Cincinnati SMU game tomorrow? Could turn out to be the game of the day. That is true. It is true. I am very happy and giddy and ready to watch that game. I am. Bearcats look to be offense and defense, the better rounded team. SMU mighty explosive. Something's got to give there. Luke Fickell is doing a really good job at Cincinnati. That's not a new topic. He has been doing a good job. He continues to do a good job at Cincinnati. I am happy about that game. I would probably favor Cincinnati slightly in that one. That will also be on the list for Brad. No core down on the Emerald Coast. He is a Florida State University of Washington fan. That is an interesting combination, but that's his combination, and he's proud of it. Says, Bill, I'm with a friend who is a Texas alum, and he's nodding in agreement with everything Allen said, Allen in Tampa, about Austin, Texas, and the band thing. Well, just to refresh your memory, University of Texas football and just in general, University of Texas is a big mess. And it's mainly political, and it's all about the song The Eyes of Texas, a tradition to sing after games. And the Texas AD, all the way up to the president, they want the players to be present at the end of the game to sing that song, and the players have been leaving after games, heading, sometimes trotting, running off the field. Black and white now, yes. And that's got them all in a fight, as you could understand. Also, they're not playing very well on the field. So if we get just to the field, we delete the political angle, and we just say on the field, they're not playing very well, and they're certainly not busting a grape on defense. They're terrible. They're literally terrible once again on defense. They don't seem to have a way to dig out of it. Perry Mason, checking in from the orange groves of America. If you got an orange this morning, are you drinking orange juice? I'm assuming it's coming off his farm. Perry Mason says, I just don't look for much when the Gators return. With the defense being so bad and 3 weeks off, I think the season is a wash. Florida is going to be interesting. Because, yeah, a lot of time off here. And, again, he's right. Defense has not been much. The offense has been much. Offense has been really good. Outstanding. But what's that going to be like when they try? Now, they're supposed to reassemble on Monday, right, Gators? I believe that's right. But, you know, there's a flip side of this. You can't say you're not rested up. Healed up, rested up. And I don't know if this is a good comparison, but the Titans were, what, off almost 2 weeks before the Buffalo game. And they didn't get much done at all, and played incredible in that game. Now, Buffalo, I don't know what Buffalo brought to town. They didn't look like the previous Buffalo team, but nonetheless, who cares? Titans didn't miss a beat. Now, can you take that, compare it to the college game? That might not be a good comparison, but I've seen it. But I'm with Perry. I'm when the Gators get back out there, I am going to be eyeing them. Obviously, I always watch their games, but I go back to, how far do I go back with Florida football? Probably the later Doug Dickey years in the 70s, and then Charlie Pell. That's probably about the time mid-70s as a kid, all the way up to about, yeah, Charlie Pell right after, shortly thereafter. And then, because Pell took over, what, in 79? Yeah, they went 79, they went what? 0-10-1. And then started building back up. And had some incredible teams on paper there in the early 80s. I mean, I saw them. You talking about not a really good friend who actually moved here from Orlando, who was one of the student managers on the team. He'd bring me T-shirts and all kinds of Gator. They had this camp. It was called back then the Fighting Gator Camp. He brought me long sleeve. You know how I love long sleeve T-shirts. These beautiful Fighting Gator long sleeve camp shirts. I wore for 10 years after that. A big Gator hoodie. I had some stuff, man. Now, I know if you're a Georgia fan or a Florida State fan right now, you're probably getting sick. I understand. But yeah, he would tell me about every player on the team. He was part of every practice, and I'd say, "What about this guy? This guy's like 6'7", 280. Big wuss, Bill. Big wuss." Then he'd say, "This other guy, no, this guy, awesome player." But yeah, he knew them all, hung out with them. But they moved when he was in college from Orlando to here, and I got to meet him here. We were in a gym together working out, and he lives back down. At later years, he moved back down to Orlando. I hear from him every few years, but yeah, he was part of all of that. He talked to me about it every day. It was fun. All right, got to get the break. Coming right back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Latest accident is going to be in Rutherford County on 24 eastbound, right at 840. The fire department's in that area. A lot of flashing lights. That's 24 east at 840 in Rutherford County. Also a crash at Gallatin Pike at Harrington Avenue in Madison with injuries. Still working that wreck 600 block of Harding Place. The fire department's still there as well. Hey, celebrate autumn this year at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, visit Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
When it comes to great times with family and friends, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment keeps raising the bar. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. And don't forget, with TVs located throughout, you can always keep up with your favorite teams as well. Also, Hendersonville at Circus World and now Murfreesboro in the old Sears building in Stones River Mall provide two enhanced experiences to enjoy, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, laser maze, and a virtual reality roller coaster. Looking for a place for a gathering? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of activities and reunions. Other locations to serve you include Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, and the Tusculum area. For more information, you can visit them online at strikeandspare.com. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
NFL Network. We're all here for football.
That is how we start the show, baby.
We're here for the Thursday night throwdowns.
He is the guy that makes everything go.
Sunday morning breakdowns.
Nobody saw it coming.
He's got it!
And all the inside lowdown.
He is ready to go.
Your team.
I think he is a great target.
Our team.
The best wide receiver in the NFL.
Every team.
This is epic.
Back in the end zone. Touchdown!
NFL Network. We're here for football.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. A chance of showers, high 80. Showers likely tonight, low 53. Cloudy tomorrow, high 62. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 53. And mostly cloudy Sunday, high 72. Utilize the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Brad Powers with us, top of the hour. Handicapping. Hold back on your questions until we get him. Then use the hashtag AskBP, and we will transition those questions straight to Mr. Brad, who is out in Las Vegas. Crazy Charlie says get a couple calls here. Cosby Cattleman is next in line.
Bonjour, Mr. King. Happy weekend.
Bonjour.
Did you get out last night and exercise your constitutional rights with your Megan Barry sign?
You know what? I ended up having to take a trip south, and it didn't happen. No.
Yeah. had to make sure that flowers were covered for the freeze and stuff like that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Bill, looking at a couple of games here, and then I got a question on the – I heard that podcast. What's that guy you bring on that's in there with Pruitt? Dan, what's his name?
Dan Harrelson.
Yeah, I checked out his podcast yesterday. I wanted to give you a reaction on it.
Pretty good?
Yeah, he does a good job. He's definitely tied in with the Pruitt crowd, but there's some things in there that were pretty puzzling. I'm going to run them by you. First off, Bill, I'm looking at two games here. I'm hearing a lot of people poo-pooing, saying these games aren't all that great this week. I think in 2020 we're just happy to have games, of course. But I'm kind of interested in that Kentucky-Missouri game. I expect Kentucky to, you know, build some momentum or lose because, you know, you stop and think about that first quarter of the Tennessee-Kentucky game. Gitmo gave them that ball game, two pick sixes to the house. And, you know, when I saw Missouri play, they've got a defensive end on Missouri that looks pretty tough, and Drinkwitz is throwing the ball around. I'm kind of interested in that ball game.
Well, their best player on defense is number 32, the linebacker. Absolute stud. He's an NFL guy. He's literally in on every play. But the one thing you noticed, when they transitioned quarterbacks from Sean Robinson to that young kid, that Connor Basilak, in the Tennessee game, that kid took over. And he's played well since then for Missouri.
I thought Missouri had a defensive end in that first half that laid a pretty wicked leg and got
probably
a personal foul.
Yeah, probably did. I'm not remembering which one.
I saw a player or two on that Missouri defense that I thought looked like a pretty rough customer, and the game's at Missouri.
Yep.
So, you know, hangover, I don't know. I kind of do believe in the hangover effect sometimes. And so I'd be kind of – they're partying pretty hard. There's been a lot of bourbon consumed up there in Real Housewives of Corbin, as I like to mention.
Stoop said on the bus he's already getting into it.
Oh, yeah. The last day of Keeneland tomorrow, by the way, Bill, kind of pouting about that. Hey, moving along here, let's look at Gus Buss and Kiffin. Gus, you know, he's always right there, just kind of, you know, popularity 51%. You know, always kind of on the hot seat somewhere. By the way, Bill, I've noticed Coach's hot seat is not updating this year. Is it because of the pandemic?
I'll ask him because he stays in touch. He's out. They moved to Tahoe. Their home base was San Francisco, but they moved to Tahoe back heck in February. They were told by a Stanford doctor, get out of there. And
we're in a pandemic year. How do you even read these guys in a pandemic year?
I haven't noticed. So you're saying that those rankings have not been updated at all during the play?
I don't think they've moved. I don't think they've moved this year.
Well, probably taking into account that there might not be a lot of movement.
Yeah. Well, Beard got Gus Buss last week, and Kiffin's got no defense, all offense, and that's what a 3.5 point. It should be a decent noon game, I think.
Oh, I think that game, I absolutely can't wait for.
Yeah. And then, of course, moving along quickly to the Tennessee game, but I just don't know. I'm expecting 50-10. 21.5, where's that coming from?
I'll ask Brad in about 20 minutes.
The only thing I can figure is Saban takes it easy on him in the second half. Takes the foot off the gas, calls a bunch of running plays.
Well, maybe gets Bryce Young, the young star quarterback behind Mac Jones. Maybe he gets a bunch of reps. But that guy moves the ball, too.
All right, Bill, let me drop a bomb on you and clear out here real quick. I was watching the local news. I understand there's an NFL contingency plan to have the Super Bowl somewhere in mid-March. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that. But you know, I mean, but I'm not in the loop on that.
Yeah, I know. Just kind of, you know, the rearrangements. You know, the SEC's probably got contingency plans too. All these leagues do. But I was kind of shocked to hear that the NFL might even be considering a mid-March Super Bowl. I hadn't heard that before. And finally, Bill, that Dan Harrelson joker who was in there talking with Rush Probst and all those people, they're all Bammers, right? Rush Probst, a Bammer.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was at Hoover all those years. He was going to interview, or he interviewed with Saban at one point.
Well, they're calling it a 5-year rebuilding program all of a sudden, and we all know in the modern-day SEC you don't have 5-year rebuilding programs, you get fired. And there's a nasty little rumor over here that Sarkisian's going to get the Falcons' job and Pruitt's going to be his defensive coordinator. You heard that rumor?
Pruitt's not leaving a head coaching job to go to the Falcons.
Well, here's the thinking, Bill. He wants that Bama job, of course. If he gets fired at Tennessee, he'll never get that Bama job. You go if he starts to throw his hands up at it and says, man, this is a 5-year rebuilding job, I'll go up there and get the NFL experience and fly back down to Bama 7 years from now when the coast is clear. And by the way, Bill, did you hear what Pruitt's comment was about the NFL? He said he's never had the pleasure to coach in the NFL. And all his bros are in the NFL, Freddie Kitchens and them. You might want to make a few phone calls on that.
Yeah, I can't see that happening. I'll ask around.
Dan Quinn and Sarkisian don't like each other, apparently. And, you know, we all know about Sarkisian's issues or two, but everything I'm hearing is that Sarkisian's in play, and, you know, just make a phone call on that. That's this little scuttlebutt under the surface over here. Pruitt to the Falcons with Sark. That'd be something to see, wouldn't it? then we would be freezing it in Knoxville. See you.
See you. All right. Next up here on the show, we're going to go to Jordan, who is a Purdue student, and he's excited about his Boilers getting the season started. Now, let me ask you this, Jordan. Are you guys on campus, or is this remote learning?
Yeah, we're on campus right now, Bill. Okay. Everyone has different amounts of classes being in person. I kind of got lucky, and I've got at least one class in person every day, but it just kind of depends on what your class schedule looks like and what your professors are comfortable with.
You told me you're from Fort Wayne, right?
Correct.
And you go – now, how far is Fort Wayne from West Lafayette?
About 2 hours.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. Now, you're a senior too, I believe.
I am, yeah.
Well, what's it like being a student during this? You know, I got high school kids. I got some college. I got a senior at Tennessee right now too. But what's it like?
You know, it's just weird. You know, we got Purdue football tomorrow, but no one's allowed to go to the game. So, you know, I've been going to Purdue football games my whole life. We've had season tickets as long as I can remember, and this will be the first year I'm not in Ross 8 at all. You know, classes are weird. There's no big gatherings. Even you go out to the bars here, and you have to be at a table. They're at limited capacity. So this is so different than what it was like, you know, pre the pandemic back in March.
You are there close by. So I saw where Jeff Brohm or maybe the athletic department was trying to get him cleared where maybe he could use a cell phone during the game. Is there any conclusion to that? I would assume they won't allow it, but is there any word?
He had a press conference at 6 o'clock last night, and he said he didn't have any update from the Big Ten yet. I know they brought up that they wanted to go the cell phone route because the Big Ten had turned down videoing in before. So I don't know. He didn't seem very optimistic that it's going to get approved.
Right. No, I think that's the way to look at it. So his brother Brian will meet with the media, after the game's over? He'll be the one conducting the press conference. Is that correct?
Yeah, he'll be acting as the head coach. He'll be calling plays for the offense, basically doing everything that Jeff Brohm does on a normal Saturday.
Right. Very famous Louisville family there, everybody, if you don't know the Brohm family. A very, very famous football family going all the way to high school. All the way up. So give me, as we got to go to break here soon, but your thoughts on Purdue, and is there another game in the league that has you captivated as we start Big Ten play actually tonight?
Yeah, I'm excited for Purdue. I think with Rondale Moore and David Bell, it's one of the best receiving groups in the country. Iowa's got a new quarterback who's going to throw it around pretty good too. If you could ask Brad about the over in that game, I would appreciate it.
I will.
Elsewhere in the Big Ten, I think Penn State at IU is going to be a really good game. Unfortunately, IU's been playing pretty well the last few years. Penn State with Journey Brown out for the season, you know, it's going to be a little bit different than what they were expecting. So I think that's going to be a pretty tough game.
Jordan, stay in touch, man. I tell you what. Give me a call at your convenience next week, and we'll talk some Big Ten again.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Over. Yep. Jordan is a student at Purdue. He sent me a letter probably a year or two ago, listened to the show, and was thinking about getting in this business, what to do. Remember, Alex sent me one like that, too, the other day, and Jordan's good, man. You can tell he does his homework. So hopefully he calls us next week and we'll kick it around. He's a big Boilermaker fan, and he's excited about it. excited about. Rondale Moore, y'all, when he's right. Remember his freshman year? Now he's a true junior. He's healthy. When he's right, he is as exciting as any player with the ball in his hands as anybody in America. He's also a Louisville kid. Absolute stud. You'll get to see that coming up shortly. We'll take the break. Brad's coming up top of the hour. Hold back until we get to the top. Hashtag Ask BP. I'll get those questions to him. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase out here, pretty much on schedule now. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Yes, it's been tricky down through there in the last few minutes, as it always does this time of the morning. Spring Street on the entrance ramp there at the bottom of Ellington Parkway on an accident. Gallatin Pike at Harrington Avenue. That's still blocked in Madison. Hey, celebrate autumn at Obergatlinburg during Oktoberfest. Now through November 1st, visit Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Bayou Bryant on Twitter. Wonder who he likes. LSU. Come on. It's easy. Says, Bill, you see where Blake said TJ Finley starts at quarterback. He's been suggesting that, yes, and I guess that's something he's reporting. I trust Blake. Finley is a freshman QB out of Ponchatoula, Louisiana. He is listed, size-wise, he's listed like he's a tight end. He's 6'6 and a half, like 255, whatever they list him. And he's got a big arm. Blake said on the show, Finley could throw it from Ponchatoula to Pearl Harbor. He said that. How many thousands of miles would that be? That ball's still in the air. Now, he's supposed to be a good-looking young quarterback. Beat out Max Johnson, at least initially here. We'll see. I mean, we haven't seen this kid at all yet, so we'll We'll see how he plays. But I know they're very, very high on him. I do know that. 614 Rob up in Ohio. Bill, Cosby Cattleman believes in the hangover effect. Imagine that. I don't think he gets hangovers. Shannon in South Bend. Bill, I was working yesterday, and I was looking at an invoice. He says, when I looked at the invoice and where this vendor was located, I kid you not, it said Winder, Georgia. Now, I'm about to fix that, but W-I-N-D-E-R, Georgia. Bill, it's literally located between Atlanta and Athens. I could only laugh when thinking of the show Breaking Winders and Jeff in the Borough. Yeah, Break at Winder. Yeah, that city is pronounced Winder, Georgia. But yes, that is kind of funny. Shannon. W-I-N-D-E-R. Looks like Winder, Georgia. Now, Jeff in the Borough probably does pronounce that Winder, Georgia. Probably does. Ags and Strohs. Bill, good call on the Boilermakers. I hope that young man calls in regularly. Jordan's good, man. John says, Bill, Jordan is excellent, very knowledgeable on the B1G. Yeah, he's welcome to call back next week and do it again. Love to have him. He, remember we had him on. Charlie, that was what, a couple of years ago? Maybe a year and a half? I don't remember, but he sent me an email and PC. That dude wants, you can tell he wants to be involved. He is, he's doing his homework. And you know, Purdue is a tough school to get into, too. Not easy. Purdue took my transcript out of high school and just, like, burned it. Didn't even look at it. Tough place to get into. Al Equipa Bob, what's up?
Hey, Bill, good morning. Hey, we finally got some Big Ten football coming. I'm afraid to call and say that because I don't want to jinx it, Bill.
Yeah, Friday can get newsy. You better be careful now.
I'm telling you, Bill. I'm telling you. I am so excited tomorrow. You know, looking forward to seeing some Big Ten football.
You got Wisconsin tonight, man, up in Madison.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think that's going to be much of a test for Wisconsin tonight against Illinois.
You don't think Lovey's got a little fight left in him in that game tonight?
He might surprise him for a half or so, but I think Wisconsin's going to roll. But, yeah, I got some good games tomorrow with Penn State, Indiana, and Minnesota and Michigan. So who do you like, Bill?
I like Minnesota slightly in that game. I believe I'm not a big roll the boat. I that thing's getting old, but I have to admit that's a good looking football team. Solid.
It is a good looking football team. You know, I mean, Michigan's got some players on defense. We don't know about their offense, and Minnesota's got some players on offense, so we don't know much about their defense. They lost a lot. So I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of thinking, you know, but Minnesota didn't play too well last year in the bad weather game against Wisconsin. So I'm kind of thinking maybe Minnesota pulls it off and ekes it out. But what do you think about Penn State, Indiana?
I think Penn State finds a way to pull that game out, but I think it's a fight. It's a fight probably late.
Yeah, I originally thought, when I first thought about the game, I thought 41-19 Penn State. Then I thought, well, we don't have Parsons and Journey Brown, so that's 35-25. Then I thought Indiana always plays us tough, so I'm going 31-30 Penn State. And Jeff in Chicago, I hope you don't have an upset up your sleeve, buddy. So. You know, that's all I got for you, Bill. But I'm thrilled that we got some Big Ten football back. And I want to thank all the players and people at Nebraska, filed the lawsuit, and Thomas Mars, and Josh's rant, and Justin Fields' petition, and everybody else involved in making this happen.
Good weekend to you, sir.
Same to you, Bill. Enjoy the games, everybody.
Top of the hour break coming, and then Brad in Las Vegas joins us, bradpowersports.com. If you want to, go ahead and post your questions, hashtag AskBP. Handicapping. And if you want to sneak an NFL one or two or three in there, that's fine. That's fine. He doesn't do baseball, so you can't ask about the World Series. And he doesn't do NASCAR. He does football and basketball. And football is what we've got right now. So get them ready, and Brad will be with us for as long as it takes, the whole hour, to get your handicapping questions in. I've got in the one slot that Minnesota game Saturday night, Michigan, hosting them in Minneapolis. Got four or five games tonight. I believe I was looking at, what, was it four? Somewhere in there. Led by the Wisconsin-Illinois game. That's on the Big Ten Network. Brad's with us as we continue. Hour three, Omni.